Hello. You've unwrapped Shelley this holiday season. I want to thank you for joining us on our journeys through the year. Since we're in football season, I'd like to share with you about a football fan who has transitioned to a new field of play. Tim Barrelman McKiernan, an avid Denver Broncos football fan who was known for wearing an orange and blue barrel, cowboy hat, cowboy boots, spurs, and not much else, died in his sleep of lung failure at the age of 69. McKiernan, a former United Airlines mechanic, began wearing his now famous makeshift barrel in 1977 after making a $10 bet with his ne'er-do-well brother. McKiernan asserted that by simply wearing a ridiculous barrel, he could get on TV. During this time, the Broncos, despite a stout defense, were not regular championship contenders. Colorful fans like McKiernan tried to liven up games by pulling wacky stunts and engaging in hijinks. Donning the barrel, Mr. McKiernan won the bet, in large part because of the fact that he had it painted to look like an orange crush soda can, a popular euphemism for the aforementioned Bronco defense. This soda can barrel soon became McKiernan's signature costume and resulted in him becoming one of the Broncos' most recognized fans and a popular yet unofficial Denver mascot. Todd, Tim's son, said, quote, "He liked the attention, he loved inspiring the fans, and had a take-charge attitude," end quote. Todd was 17 when his dad first climbed into the costume. "My kids grew up knowing Grandpa in the barrel," he added. The elder McKiernan had attended Bronco games since 1967, and in 2003, an aneurysm left him in the ICU unit at St. Mary's Hospital in Grand Junction, Colorado, resulting in his confinement to a wheelchair and placed on oxygen and breathing tubes. Later that same year, he was diagnosed with idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, or scarring of the lung, a condition that many medical experts attributed to his chest being confined to his custom barrel for much of his adult life. Despite these afflictions, he continued being an avid fan, still wearing his trusty barrel. In 2007, McKiernan retired his barrel and was honored by the Broncos during a halftime show where he was presented with an official team football and other gifts.
Chips to the right, candy apple.
He was personally thanked by many current and former Bronco players.
That's your liberty.
Coupled with the unprecedented outpour of fan appreciation in the form of a standing ovation, McKiernan was moved to tears. The sight of an elderly man, half naked, with body stuffed inside of a crude barrel, openly weeping at midfield, endures as one of the most bizarre and heart-wrenching images in the history of the NFL. Mr. McKiernan, hot one, blue 42, we here at Pussyfoot sure will miss you. Hike, hike, hike. May all of your Pussyfoot holidays be warm and bright. This is Shelley. Good night.